It's a new paradigm, and we're leading it. For the women ready to unbind themselves from the shackles of business that feels like gray cubicles and stuffy suits, for business that feels like creativity and magic, for the women ready to trade in rigid boxes for delicious feminine flow. It's time for feminine leadership and business done differently. Businesses built from equal parts intuition and strategy, creativity and logic, structure and flow. We're taking up space with uniquely differentiated brands. We're messaging with equal parts head and heart. And for the women going to the top, we're scaling with structural excellence to allow our feminine flow to dance, equal parts pleasure and precision roaring into the marketplace. I'm Catherine Morrison, and I'm helping women from ground zero to multiple millions do just that. From spiritual awakenings to parsing through nuanced funnel data, from creative urges and intuitive knowings to the most razor-sharp business strategy on the market, I've got you covered. I spent my career scaling 8- and 9-figure companies, had a massive spontaneous Kundalini awakening, and now I'm on a mission to help women build businesses that make the world a better place. We're doing it our way, and we're doing it in style. This is Ascension Through Entrepreneurship. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome to the quiz results series, and today we are talking about the sophisticated savant. So I'm going to dive into it today. If this was your quiz result, I'm going to tell you all about you, give you a breakdown of the best marketing strategies, messaging angles, all of those things. But I did just want to give like a quick, like, where did this come from and how did it happen? Because at this point, I have been coaching for, man, close to 5 years. And prior to that, I was in business development for, oh my gosh, I don't know, many years, like over a decade, right? Like first selling little newspaper ads, and then I was scaling 8- and 9-figure companies as the director of business development. And so part of my job when I was running business development teams inside of companies was figuring out, I was hiring people, and then I had to look at what's the thing they're really good at? What's the thing, if my job is to drive revenue for this company, and this is the team of people that I've hired, what's their unique magic and how can I deploy that in the most effective way possible? And I realized that because that was my background, I came into the space of business coaching from a very different space than I think maybe a lot of other people end up, like teaching business, which is oftentimes like, this is who I am and this is how I did it, so do this thing, which is literally just like seeing a single snapshot, right? And there's no shade there. I just think sometimes if the person doesn't realize that, like, that's just because of who they uniquely are, what their unique gifts are, what their unique skills are, and then they think that it's like the program is the magic thing, they can end up trying to sell or shove people into a process, a strategy, or a way of doing things that is against their, like, what is actually easiest and best for people. And so when I started creating programs, the first program I ever created was a program called the Brand Alchemy Accelerator, which is essentially understanding like what makes you valuable in the marketplace, right? So if we think about any kind of brand, there's literally different levels of brand for everything, right? You could get groceries at Walmart and you could get groceries at Whole Foods. They both sell groceries. What makes them different? It's the brand, right? And so always understanding, and we're told like, give value, do this thing, be valuable. But when people don't understand what their unique brand is, they have a lot of trouble even understanding what the hell does it mean for me to give value. And so as I have coached hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people over the past years from ground zero to multiple millions, I've realized that it's like a unique gift I have, one, to see like very high level business strategy, but then also to do it like all from an aligned place. Like I understand this strategy will work for this person and this strategy will not work for this person. And this kind of business structure will work for this person and this kind of business structure is not good for this person. And it was like hard for me for a while because I'm just like, how, like, I can't like like as I've gone to having thousands and thousands of people in my audience, like I there's not enough of me, right? To like personalize this for each and every person one-on-one, right? And so as I've gone into group, I've realized like, oh, it comes down to like fundamentally, there's four different archetypes of people that are very attracted to working with me. And if I can break that down, if I can track the pattern of that and then see, okay, now we've got these four different types that tend to work with me, and I can see that these are the strategies that work best for them. This is the type of messaging. These are all the different types of things. It allows my clients to grow so much faster and to grow in a way where it doesn't feel like they're trying to shove themselves into a box. Literally, in the Brand Alchemy Accelerator, we have an entire training called The Boxes That Bind, right? Like my whole jam is like no boxes. This is just like, who are you uniquely? What is your unique frequency, your unique brand? And how can we build out strategies that align with that? And so today we are talking about the sophisticated savant. And so if we were to look at the type of brands that like sort of operate, one of the things we do a lot in the Brand Alchemy Accelerator and the trainings is we cover like, okay, this is who you uniquely are. And this is actually like a company in the world that's like a little bit similar, right? And when I look at something like the sophisticated savant, it's going to be something like, maybe it's something like an Hermes. Maybe it's something like a Maserati. It's the kinds of companies where the brand is your brand as a sophisticated savant is meant to be higher end. Your prices are meant to be expensive. Your positioning, your brand positioning is meant to be high end, and you are meant to attract higher end, more discerning buyers. And that is because when you think about the sort of zone of business brilliance of a sophisticated savant, you value mastery in a way most other people do not value. Like the mastery, the love that you have of your craft is like, it's that, right? Like I think one of the other types that I've covered is the passionate helper. It's not that they're not great at what they do, but like for them, their fulfillment comes from like the connection with the people. So sometimes maybe like the level of the mastery of the craft, it's like, that's not even the value. But there's for you as a sophisticated savant, there's something about the mastery of your craft that feeds you. It fuels you. It's like for you to put your time and effort and energy into becoming the best at this thing in your industry is something that you are meant to do. That is right for you, right? And so there's like certain things where maybe if you're a coach, this means like you have been master certified and you have a level of mastery that many other people in your industry do not have. Maybe if you're a designer, there's like a certain way that you see the world that is like a level of nuance that you operate at as a designer that most other designers don't see. I can give the example. I have a very close friend and she runs an interior design studio. It's a very high end. They do interior design for like multi millionaires, billionaires. Like I think I'm rich. And then I go on site to see the places that they design. And I'm like, oh no, that's wealth. But when you look at what this guy is doing, this interior designer, it's like to the smallest eighth of an inch of like custom everything, like literally no detail has been left out. And it is because what makes him come alive is his mastery of his craft. Like I was even just talking to my friend, they will pay $20,000 to fly out a photographer from LA to Austin to just get the best, highest quality images because it's that, it's the mastery of the craft. And then the photography is the element that's going to represent the mastery of that craft to then be marketing for them to get more interior design clients, right? And so there's like, there's this part of you as a sophisticated savant that is, it like fuels you. You have more discerning taste. You have a deep level of expertise and you have a commitment to excellence. And that is right for you. And so there's certain things like you possess a rare gift. Like you might be told like, oh, don't worry about it. Like just let that go. And you do have to watch out because your shadow is sort of like you can go into perfectionism and you can focus on details that don't matter if you don't watch this as a filter. but it's like your Achilles heel because it's also your greatest gift. So your ability, there's a way for you to see like nuance and details that others miss. And it's what sets you apart in the industry. And it's the kind of thing that if we were to give an example, like maybe as a, like I have worked with some mindset coaches and their ability to catch just the tone of how a word is expressed or the specific word that is said. And it's the kind of thing that most other people would miss, but it's everything for what it's creating for the client's experience. And the sophisticated savant, like they nail it, they catch it, they see it, right? It's the kind of thing that, it's funny, I'm just thinking a lot about designers for this particular type. It doesn't mean that you have to be a designer, but it's the kind of thing that maybe if you are a personal stylist, you see the way you can take an outfit and just add a pair of earrings and do a half tuck and it elevates the outfit, like literally with those two details from like meh to like marvelous, right? Like you have an ability to see things that other people, they don't see at the level of detail and nuance that you're able to see them. And so you want to allow yourself to honor that. And your path to fulfillment, you really do very well when you're able to deliver very custom, tailored, high quality services that delight premium discerning buyers. That, because listen, it's like the level of craft and excellence, that's a match for a buyer that wants to pay a lot of money, right? And so you find joy and success in cultivating really like exclusive experiences and offers that speak directly to the desires of premium, more discerning buyers than a lot of other brands do, right? And so in terms of the most effective marketing strategies for you, you want to really focus on higher end brand positioning. So whether if you are not in the Brand Alchemy Accelerator and you're like, oh, I have like, I feel weird about like showing up bigger or like being like, I know that's me, but like, I feel like I'm new and I can't do it. Holy hell, please join us in the accelerator. We cover all of this. But you really want to like, it is wrong for you. You will probably be told by mentors or different people, start with your rates low, start low and build up a thing and do this. And that doesn't mean that maybe like for your higher end tier of the quality of your work, maybe you do start a little bit lower in that tier. But I see so many sophisticated savants that are listening to the wrong business advice for them that is like, oh, just start super low. And then they're attracting like non-premium buyers. They hate their lives. They like, it's like buyers that don't appreciate excellence, buyers that don't appreciate like the level of skill that they bring. And then it's like the sophisticated savant is like, maybe I just close up shop because this is like murderous. I hate this, right? And so you want to really take the time to do that higher end brand positioning work to make sure that your marketing, it's everything comes from your brand positioning, right? And so if you're going to have marketing that calls in higher end, more discerning, more premium buyers, it's all going to start from an elevated level of brand positioning. You also want to focus on, this is a type where when people are like, does visual brand matter? And I mean, I'm a little bit of a nerd. So I think visual brand always matters, but there's some types like, listen, passionate helpers, like they could like have a flyer outside likely, right? Like they don't have necessarily the super high-end brand positioning, but sophisticated savants, you bougie usually, right? Like, and so you want to have, for you, if people are being like, oh, don't worry about, like, just slap that together and like do the thing, and that like insults your soul, that's because it insults your soul, right? So you really want to take the time to have a focus on higher level elevated visual branding that reflects the high value of your services and is able to really stop the scroll for more premium, discerning, higher end buyers. You also want to think of your ability to create incredible experiences, or like basically whether it's like the end result that then it's like maybe you're an interior designer and it's the end result of like the experience that the client has when walking through the house. Maybe you're a coach and you can facilitate incredible VIP days. Like maybe that's something that's like part of this, right? There's something around generally you're quite good at creating these like really incredible elevated experiences for people, and that's an edge for you. And so whether it's things like having things like that structured into your offers, or it could just be small details, right? So maybe Let's say you're a life coach, but you're like, you're a sophisticated savant. You work with more premium buyers and you have the most gorgeous onboarding package, right? Maybe it's like a really beautifully, personalized, right? Like a monogrammed notebook, and it's wrapped in the most beautiful wrapping paper. And it has like, I don't know, some level of detail that you've put into it, right? That creates this thing that obviously these are the details that premium, more discerning buyers appreciate. They get it. They're like, oh my God, I love this so much. They take a video of it and share it on social media. And then who does that premium, more discerning buyer know? They're in a network full of other premium discerning buyers, right? And so if you're doing something like really taking your time to be like, ooh, I can create experiences. I can create these like luxe things. That's a strategy that's very aligned for you because it's like in your zone of business brilliance. It works for your unique buyer type based on your brand. And then you're able to really have that then like create almost like your name will begin to precede you when you're doing things like that, that are aligned strategies for your type. So you also want to consider, here's another thing, is like exclusive events or limited access is something that it creates this sense of rarity and luxury. That is something that works very well for your business brilliance zone and for your buyer type. And so this might be something where it might not be, I don't even know if the words like luxury is going to be necessarily resonant. For many sophisticated savants, the word luxury will be resonant, but it's kind of broader than that because it's about mastery. And so there's some people for whom maybe you're a sophisticated savant and you're like an incredible Reiki healer. Right? And so when you hear me say luxury, like maybe that's not necessarily resonant for you because you're just like, no, I'm not like, when I think about my unique vibe, it's not like white couches and like gold, I don't know, gold things on coffee tables, right? But maybe as a sophisticated savant, if you are a spiritual healer and you're incredible at Reiki and you're incredible at that mastery of craft, it's the level of detail around how you're clearing out the corners of the room before you do your session. It's the way that you are able to demonstrate, and it's like it's a felt sense, right? When I have been around the most incredible energy healers, you cannot get into their presence and not feel them, right? And so this is something where I want to give lots of examples because it's not necessarily like luxury, it's rarity, right? It's like you recognizing that whatever your craft is, you are at the top of it, and there's going to be a way to showcase that. That's going to look different if you're an interior designer versus a Reiki healer versus a life coach versus maybe you're an operations consultant and like your SOPs are like out of this world, right? And so whatever the thing is, you can think about, how can I really flex that rarity? How can I flex that in a way that creates whether it's like, it could be an event or it could be limited access content. That's the other thing that's coming to me as like possible strategies that work really well for your type. In terms of high impact angles in your messaging, you want to, for sure, we already talked about this, when you have higher end brand positioning, like, because your messaging is always coming from your brand, right? So if you've done the brand positioning work, then you can likely trust that your messaging is going to be on point. But you want to have messaging. You want to make sure that you're not like thinking about non-premium people when you're messaging. You really want to think about premium discerning buyers who want to pay high prices for the thing that you offer. They're actively looking for it. And then your messaging is there as like the most beautiful energetic tether between their desire to do that and the exceptional service that you provide. And so you want to really think about, what are those exact words? What are those exact phrases that magnetize in your most premium discerning clientele, and make sure that those are commonly repeated phrases. We call this in the Words Are Wands Mastermind. We have something called Dora the Explorer messaging. And it's like the things that you say over and over and over again that just make you known. It's like the messaging stuff that really makes your brand more well known. And for you, you want to make sure that those, that part of your messaging is really clicking and is going to repel non-premium buyers and is going to be like catnip for people who want your more exclusive services. You got to remember, you are not mass produced, you are not low touch, and that's your magic. And so you want to emphasize like the bespoke nature of your services and the personalized attention that each client receives. If that's something, there are some sophisticated savants that I've helped to scale. This is something I talk about in the Growth and Scale series, but this type has the hardest time scaling. This type can scale, but if you think about something like, let's say like a Chanel or a YSL, for them to be able to scale, the amount of, I want to say like overhead, but like quality control has to be very high, because the whole thing is like every little stitch is perfect on those bags, right? And so when those bags come off, even if they are, that is a scaled company, it's gone into being mass produced, but because the whole value of the brand is that higher end thing, like they're not just gonna like let something with like a few wrong stitches come off and be like, oh, it's okay, we'll discount it like 20% off, right? Whereas if you were a brand like a Walmart, right, or a Forever 21, you'd be like, it's fine, we'll just take it off the line, we'll shove it in the store, and when someone brings it up, we'll see if they'll like buy it for 20% off. And that's an aligned strategy for a lower end brand, right? But for you as a sophisticated savant, if you're staying as a solopreneur, it's very aligned for you to have it really be doubling down on emphasizing how bespoke and luxe and luxury your stuff is, because that is catnip for bougie buyers. Spoken by me, a true bougie buyer myself, right? Like, tell me how bespoke and personalized my thing is going to be, and I'm like, take my money, right? So you want to really dial into that. Or even if you've gone to scale, you want to really make sure you're thinking about things like quality control and not scaling. I see this like when sophisticated savants go to scale and they are listening to like a mentor or someone who doesn't understand the sophisticated savant, they're like, no, just like, don't worry about that. Like B minus work, it's fine. Just go fast and break things, right? That is not an aligned strategy for the sophisticated savant. Do not do that. And then what else? Oh, ensure you have content that showcases your unique expertise and the exquisite experience you provide. So little things like behind the scenes. So if you're doing things like those luxe onboarding packages, if you're doing something like the most incredible VIP day where you had the client send in the most beautiful, this is something we do actually. I'm a little bit of a sophisticated savant at heart, right? So when I have a client come for a VIP day, they send like, we have a whole process where they send us the most beautiful like houses and environments that they like. And then my team goes out and sources the Airbnb or the space that is the most aligned for that client. So like the VIP day that we're having, it's like perfect, every little detail, right? We have them let us know what their favorite foods are. And we have the fridge like stocked and ready to go when the person flies in for their VIP day. So it's like, if you are doing things to that level of detail and quality, that is catnip for premium buyers. And you want to showcase that in your content because it's going to call in, it's going to evoke the desire of other premium buyers who are then seeing it. So then one, you can have behind the scenes stuff kind of showing it. And then two, then when your client, your more premium discerning clients are experiencing it, they're like, that's, you've done things that make their heart sing. And then they're like probably putting on their social media like, oh my gosh, can you see this tiny detail? Can you see that they did this? Can you see that they did that? And then that's going out to more premium discerning buyers. Because remember, people like hang out in networks together, right? High-end buyers are networked in with other high-end buyers. In terms of current strategies, like how to know if you're misaligned in the strategy you're using, if you are attracting price-sensitive clients who quote-unquote need to think about it, or quote unquote, like they just don't know about the price. Like you missed the mark like 8 fields down. You probably are off in your brand positioning, or you're doing something between your branding and your messaging that is like calling in the wrong client, because you for the bougie people, you're for the more premium discerning buyers. And so there's something wrong. Something has gone awry in your branding or messaging if you're attracting people that are like, I need to think about it, or I'm not sure about the price, that kind of thing. Also, if you're feeling undervalued or commoditized in your market. Listen, I'm against anyone ever being commoditized, but the sophisticated savant in particular, you are like one in a million. Like, you are the top of the top of your industry. Like, and you need to be willing to position yourself and like have no, I don't know. Like, I want to just say like zero fucks. Like, you just don't care. You're willing to be like, yes, and I'm the best. Right. And so oftentimes, if we feel mousy, if we're not confident about owning that about ourselves, then obviously if we're not owning it about ourselves, then we can't then, this is the internal rebrand work, right? Like, if we can't see ourselves that way, if we can't allow ourselves to express that way online, then of course we're not an energetic match for the more premium clients, right? So both of these are likely like a brand issue. The last thing is thinking that you need to stop paying attention. If someone's like, listen, that little detail doesn't matter, you just need to like get more out there. Like, your social media content is probably like, you do fewer pieces of content, but it's like the way that you transition the music at the drop of the beat and like every other thing, it's like there's a precision to it in the way that you're showing up that other people, other brands, other types of brands online, they don't have. And so you want to allow yourself to be in the details. I like struggle with this. There's so many things where it's like, I'm trying to personalize this as much as I can without you like being my client. But with sophisticated savants, I oftentimes see like their shadow is getting stuck in details. And so you really want to think about, is this in line with the client having the best result? Versus just like some tiny thing that like, it's just perfectionism shrouding itself as like, oh my gosh, Catherine said this thing and a thing and I need to like focus on the details. No, that's just your perfectionism wearing a thing. You really do though, if it's something that is aligned to like, this is a big part of what provides value to this more discerning buyer. That is when something like the little details do matter. Okay. Common business advice that is not for you. Anything that is obviously optimizing for volume over quality. Like, you, my friend, are not Walmart. That is not your brand, right? Walmart's just like, we're just gonna mass produce trash and sell it to people who value cheap. That is not your brand. That is not an aligned thing. You are not mass produced, super high volume. This is again, going back to if you choose to scale, you must only scale and maintain high quality. Like, you, because this is like literally the value of your brand, the value of your business, you want to maintain quality as you scale. Whereas other tapes, they can kind of have these periods where like the wheels fall off a little bit and they like kind of put them back on. You've got to watch this a lot more if you're going to go to scale. The other business advice that is not for you, we talked about this a little ago, price so low, it's a no-brainer. If you're new, you need to like price super low so that you can get clients and all the things. You pricing low is going to attract buyers that are not your best buyers. It's going to call in people that don't value the quality of work that you put out. And so I understand, I do think there is something to be said for when you're first getting started, keeping your pricing low. But you want to be in premium pricing, and maybe it's at, if you're just starting out, you're in the lower tier of more premium pricing. The other thing is just to steer clear of marketing tactics and pricing strategies that feel cheap. So this is like one where I'm always like, oh, like so appalled when I see like certain creators, they like put their stuff in like digital bundles for like 90% off, and oh, it just feels, I like want to like retch a little bit. It's like, so it like insults my soul. And for your type, it would insult your soul. It's like the digital version of like respecting your work so little that you would like throw it into like a dollar store trash bin. Right. And so there's certain things as a sophisticated savant, you really need to think about like not doing those things. It's like, you know, it's a list building strategy. That's why people like get together and they do those big bundles or whatever. But then you remember like everything is brand, right? And so if you're a higher end brand, What then, if you were to do something like that 90% discount bundle, who's gonna buy that? But like people who are valuing the fact that it's 90% off, and those aren't your aligned buyers, right? So this is an example of something where it's like someone might tell you that's a great strategy to list build or something, but that strategy is gonna call in mostly non-premium buyers that's gonna have your list full of like people that want 90% off when that's like literally everything that goes against like what your greatest gift for the collective is, right? Which is like more premium experience, more premium everything. And so really it's like deep discounts of any kind, really. So when I have sophisticated spots, we'll do things like bonuses, but you don't want to really get into like discounts too much because it cheapens the brand, really. And I think for some brands, that's an aligned strategy, but it's not for sophisticated savants. So that is you. That is all about you. That is all about the best strategies, the best messaging angles. If there's something for you where you were listening to this and you were like, oh my gosh, like, yes, that's me, but like, I feel weird showing up that way, or I'm not sure, I invite you to join us in the Brand Alchemy Accelerator. 100% this type, it's like your brand positioning, visual brand, like all of that. We cover all of that inside the accelerator. Or if you're listening to this and you're like, listen, Catherine, I got my brand on lock, but you're hearing me and you're like, Catherine obviously gets me and I would love her help in actually helping me apply some of these strategies, really working on my messaging, or maybe you're thinking about scaling. I would love to help you in either of my masterminds, and you can just learn more at katherinemorsoncoaching.com. But for now, listen to this, take notes, go over and over. And just know if it's like we've covered, right? These are the things that people are gonna tell you and it's not right for you. There's so much business advice that's gonna be given that's not for more premium brands like who you are. And you wanna really understand, trust yourself, stick to your guns, go with the stuff that feels like it sets your soul on fire and it's gonna call in your best buyers. All right, that is it. I love you so much. I'll see you later. If you are loving what you are learning on the podcast, you are going to be over the moon inside of my programs. There are only 3 core skills you need as an entrepreneur: branding, messaging, and scaling. When you aren't signing the number of clients you want, it's only one of 2 problems. First, you're either not attracting people to work with you, or you're attracting the wrong kinds of buyers. And that is a branding problem. Or you're not communicating effectively to the people you've attracted in, so they're sitting on the fence instead of raising their hands to come work with you. And that is a messaging problem. Once your branding and messaging is on point, you get a new problem. We call it a champagne problem around here, and that's always the type of problems I want to be helping you solve. And that new problem is that you have way too many people wanting to work with you. The demand for your service is way higher than the time you have in a day. And that's where scaling comes in. For women going to the top, we're setting up scalable offers, scaled marketing, and a company where you have support from team and systems so that your business finally is something taking care of you instead of you feeling like the business is one more thing you have to take care of. No matter where you are on your journey, I have the exact program to help you. We work on your brand inside the Brand Alchemy Accelerator and your messaging inside the Words Are Wands Mastermind. And for those ready to expand from solopreneur to entrepreneur running a company, I help you do it in a pleasure-filled way inside of the Pleasure and Precision Mastermind. Branding, messaging, and scaling. These 3 skills make up the triple threat skill set stack and are the clearest, fastest pathway for your business to bloom in ways you never dreamt possible. To learn more and join us, head to www.katherinemorsoncoaching.com. I'll see you there.